Clint Eastwood. The year is 1952. The Korean War is in this stalemate stage. Pop receives orders that his unit, the 7th Cavalry, an infantry unit, will leave from San Francisco, destination Korea. He arrives in Korea with the expectation as an infantryman he would be in or near combat. His unit commander announces that they need someone to drive a truck and deliver supplies. In classic good fortune, Pop looks up at that moment and volunteered. He told me he felt fortunate to avoid the uncertainty of waiting for an assignment. He was not certain a day later. He left the camp driving a troop carrier filled with men and supplies destined for what is now a forgotten destination on a forgotten road with a forgotten river in his path in the forgotten war. Pop approached the river crossing and realized the bridge was unusable as he watched vehicles lining up to ford the river at the direction of a sergeant. The vehicle in front of him was ordered across. The truck approached the halfway point only to lose traction as the god of war demanded the truck and its contents serve as an offering. Pop watched the truck and his friend go down river for a destination unknown. Later, he would find out that the truck was lost and his buddy perished in a waterfall. An officer motioned Pop forward. He and his vehicle were next. I've often wondered what was in his mind in those moments in Korea. He told me he didn't have to think about the consequences. He followed orders, accomplished the task, and said prayers that he would make it home. Amen. He made it across the river. He drove many miles in Korea in the months ahead, moving supplies, privates, and generals successfully. And he came home in time for my birth. Our family was truly blessed. Three of Pop's friends didn't return home. One died on the river that day. A second was struck by a sniper as they traveled the countryside carrying personnel in a jeep. And the third was his instructor in advanced training, the victim of a mortar. We owe these men a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. In my experience, men like my dad do not like to talk about their wartime events. However, I was fortunate. 10 years ago, my aunt died, and I found myself on a Friday night in Stuart, Florida, sharing a bottle of spirits with my dad and uncle. They shared their missions, talked about their love of the men they served with, and thanked God for the country life and loved ones that they returned to. He rarely talked of Korea before that night, and he seldom talked of it again. But for one evening, the window of his soul was open for my viewing. The following day, I had a heck of a headache. Pop and Unc, it didn't seem to bother them a bit. Go figure. I can tell you all know my dad.